David Lochbaum directs a nuclear safety project at the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington. How old is this nuclear plant in southeastern France, and is that significant at its age?
That plant is close to four decades old, and its risk of anything, whether it's nuclear facilities or automobiles or people, is dictated by what's called the bathtub curve due to its shape. The left-hand portion of the curve is the break-in phase for products or the infant mortality phase for people. The other end of the curve, the right-hand part of the curve, is the wear-out phase. A 40-year-old facility is experiencing events at the right-hand portion of the curve, the wear-out phase.
So it looks like a bathtub. So the curve drops, and then there's this kind of like level-out period, and then risk increases?
Yeah, at the end. So what you're seeing is events occur populating the right-hand portion of the curve where risk starts to rise again. The oddity of the situation is if they were to shut down the four-decades-old facility and build a brand-new one, you have to contend with the break-in part of the curve. So all you're doing is trading risk profiles.
And how long in years is the bottom of the bathtub?
That really depends on how well you maintain it. You know, for example, if two people buy a car at the same day off the same lot, and the first owner changes oil and does all the preventative maintenance that the manual suggests, that car is going to be in better shape after a period of time than the second car if the owner only changes the radio station. So it really depends on how well you maintain your plant, how long a period that flat part of the bathtub curve is.
You know, some say nuclear energy as an alternate source of power might not be so bad after all with rising fuel prices. I'm wondering what you think and how these incidents are going to change the perception of risk among the French.
Nuclear power isn't zero risk, but can be operated such that the risk is reasonably managed. You know, so you have that flat part of the bathtub curve for as long as you can. I think what France is experiencing is that if you let down your guard for a moment, you can start having problems, and they're experiencing those problems when you turn your back for a moment. Unlike wind power, if you turn your back, you're not likely to suffer the kinds of consequences you can on the nuclear side of the ledger. Nuclear winter isn't, by anybody's stretch of the imagination, the answer to global warming. So you can't let your guard down on nuclear power for a moment, otherwise you pay these kind of prices.
Do you think Americans have let their guard down? Do you think the same kind of thing could happen here?
At the moment, it seems more like a matter of time than a question of if. We've let our guard down terribly since the Three Mile Island accident in 1979. Right now, most of the plants in the United States, the nuclear plants in the United States, do not meet fire protection regulations that were adopted in 1980. So we have let our guard down and allowing risk to be higher than it needs to be, and we're tempting fate.
In other words, if politicians are pushing again for revisiting nuclear power as an alternate energy source, they also have to be telling the public, don't let your guard down.
Right. You know, the 2005 energy bill and some of the more recent bills have provided quite a bit of money for subsidies for nuclear power plants to be built. What's been lacking is more money and more focus on improving the performance of the nuclear regulator, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, as a foundation for expanded reliance on nuclear power in this country. Otherwise, we're faced with older plants in the United States that are on the wear-out portion of the bathtub curve, and we're going to build new plants on the break-in part of the bathtub curve where the risk is the highest.
David Lochbaum directs a nuclear safety project at the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Marco.